Hi there, this is Mike Quinn. You'll know me as Nine Numb in Star Wars, and you're listening to the McSauce Podcast.
Welcome to episode 363 of the McSauce Podcast. My name is Paul McGinty. With me, as always, are Ian the Sauce Sharpley.
Hello.
And Matt Cassell.
Hey.
It is Monday night, March 8th. And tonight we're going to talk a little WandaVision series finale. And we're going to talk a little Stan Lee, because Matt seems to have a little itch in his shorts about Stan Lee this week. Yeah.
You can put it that way. When you have an itch in your shorts, do you want to talk about it? I think I
mixed some metaphors there. I don't think that's actually a saying. Like, I was thinking of your ass is itchy and something else, and it itch in your shorts.
Salute your
shorts. Coin a phrase. That one comes to me, not Ben Cooper. That's a tip of the hat for what we're going to talk about later, folks.
What we call a tease in the business.
I'm sure that the fans are just like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens with Ben Cooper. What a shitty tease.
Like, even the people that know what Ben Cooper is, and if that means, like, most of the people listening are like, Ben Cooper, who fucking cares about your buddy from work, Ben Cooper?
But the people that know are salivating.
Also, like, who cares about those masks that...
Salivating.
Cut my lips off.
They also have itchy shorts now.
They have itchy lips.
But before we talk itchy lips, we do housekeeping with Ian Sharpley.
The home of itchy lips, McSauce.com. Just get your smoochers out there and kiss a screen and see a couple webcomics, some podcasts. Check us out on all the social medias, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, any of the social medias. Check us out there. You can also listen to the show at Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, iHeartMcSauce, iHeart, whatever your heart's desire, we're on it.
I know leaving a review seems like such a daunting task, because it is for me. I listen to podcasts and they're like, hey, go leave a review. And I'm like, in the moment, I'm always like, yeah, I'm going to do it because I want people to do it for me. So I'll do it for other people. And then I just don't do it. So don't be like me. Be better than me. Go leave us a 5-star review and let us know what you think.
And if you have enough energy after clicking and scrolling, go to patreon.com. You can, if you want a treat, plunk down $5. I guarantee you that you will not be disappointed. We have a whole year's worth of podcasts, specialized podcasts, waiting for you there. We recently got I think I might have said this last week, but thank you, Matt Walker, for joining Patreon. We will be assembling your special episode very shortly. We just got your survey back today, so I'm excited to dive in and create something special for you. And that's what any of you out there in podcast land, if you subscribe to our Patreon, we will send you a survey, and you can fill it out and get a special episode, whatever your heart's desire. Would you like to hear about the origins of the Spanish flu? We can do that. We can let you know. If you want to hear, I don't know.
If you want to hear Spain's actual location in regards to France, we will let you know.
We will let you know and call you dummies if you don't know. Or how easy it is to avoid Spain by land, by air, by sea.
Turns out it really is. You can get to France without contacting any part of Spain.
Very true. Prior to anybody's former beliefs.
You can even get to Greenland without going through Spain, didn't you know?
Matt, I don't think you're right about that. But France, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. So, patreon.com, McSauce, check it out. In addition to getting an exclusive episode, you can listen to all the back catalog of the things that we've been talking about this year. Paul and I have a lot of Transformers episodes, and where we will be recording an episode where we sit down and watch the movie from 1986. Matt and myself talk a lot about video games, and we will also be recording an episode about the console wars when Sega and Super Nintendo duked it out for video game supremacy back in the 1990s. So there's a lot of cool stuff that's on the horizon at Patreon.
Ian, thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
So we all watched the series finale of WandaVision, 9 episodes. This one was a little, it was like 40-50 minutes, a little longer than the usual episodes, and it had 2 credit stingers. Did you guys watch both credit stingers?
I did. I learned my lesson from past weeks whenever I was just fast forwarding through the end credits.
I almost missed the second one this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was there.
Yep. So what do we think about the finale and the series as a whole? Matt, do you want to tell us? Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I think the series got progressively worse as it went along. That was my fear. If you remember from the very beginning that the more answers we got, the less like interesting it would be.
Yeah.
And I think that proved to be exactly the case. And it culminated in the worst episode of the series.
Oh, you hated the finale.
Yeah. Well, hate's a strong word.
Yeah.
I said to a friend of mine this weekend, I said, if I had to sum it up in one word, it would be forgettable.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I thought it was really weak.
That's weird. Like, 2 weeks ago, I thought you were pretty in. I thought you were enjoying.
They lost me when they made it clear that the villain was Agatha Hargrave or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm. Agatha Harkness. What did we call her? Agatha Harkness.
Agatha Harkness, that's it. Yeah, once they determined that the Scarlet Witch wasn't really the evil force behind this, I mean, I guess she was, wasn't the evil force.
Yeah, like, I think they kind of doubled back on that. It wasn't Agatha all along. It was Wanda. She did that shit. Agatha was just there to try to siphon off that power. But Wanda's grief and pain made that entire, you know, Westview community and the Hex and everything like that. That was all Wanda.
Yeah, Agatha just seemed to be poking the bear to, like, get Wanda to really lose her shit and give up all that power.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, it wasn't really Agatha all along.
Despite the catchy little tune there.
Yeah, I guess what I didn't like was that in spite of the fact that it was Wanda, she was still portrayed as a victim. And I liked the idea of her needing to create this Westview as a result of her grief, not like as a almost subconscious creation. Like, she didn't really know that she was doing it. It takes the stakes away when you turn her into just a victim like anybody else.
That's weird. I didn't think that she was a victim, and I didn't think that she was unaware. She did have, I feel like she did put up some kind of mental blockers, but all through the series, when she was doing stuff and kicking people out of the Hex, she had some awareness that she could control things or do
perhaps.
Like the beekeeper guy, and when she knocked Monica Rambeau out of the Hex.
Yeah, yeah, it seemed like she thought the residents of Westview were fine, and they really weren't fine.
So it was denial.
And then once she realizes, like, all the torture that they've been going through, that's when at the end she's like, oh, fuck, I really can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the unpredictable, whimsy nature of the show that I think devolved into paint-by-numbers Marvel by the end of it.
Yeah, I wasn't really happy with her resolution. Like, I feel like she should have, like, she should be public enemy number one still. I mean, she kidnapped an entire town and brainwashed them, and they just kind of let her go.
I didn't like that S.W.O.R.D. became the villain. Like, that to me was kind of that undercut what Wanda was doing.
Well, only that guy. Only that guy.
I guess so, but still.
And they had to make him shoot at children to be that bad guy.
Yeah. His turn was just ridiculous. The way that he kept getting more ridiculously evil by the second, it felt really out of line with what they had established. There was just so much that, to me, didn't pay off. Quicksilver's insertion into this whole story just ultimately so you could have a boner joke at the end. That was, did we learn nothing from Iron Man 3 with Mandarin? Give me a fucking break. Come on, guys. Yeah. Be a little bit better than that.
I think that while the payoffs that I had hoped would have happened, a gateway into the Marvel Universe, a little bit more of a transition into the magical realm and Doctor Strange, I think what we did get, I was really happy with. We did get great characterization and really great acting from Elizabeth Olsen and our boy Vision as well. Why am I blanking?
Paul Bettany.
I think that the fact that they made those characters so... I was so invested in those characters, even in the end. That in itself was such an achievement over the characters being as bland and boring as they have, honestly, for me, historically have been since I knew about those characters, since I read
comics. I've been telling you guys for years that these two characters are the richest characters in the MCU, and you guys just...
Producer
didn't listen.
Andy, pull that clip.
It only took him 9 hours to do it too.
But I mean,
I don't even think it took me 9 hours to get me in. Like, I think by episode 4, I was like, oh fuck, I'm way in. But I'm still way more invested in Vision than Wanda. And I get like a lot of I loved all the emotional stuff, all the like the bit at the very end where, you know, Vision's like, I was a voice without a body, then I was a body without a mind, and who knows what'll be next. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought, I love that bit, and I love where he's like, we said goodbye before, like, chances are we'll say hello again. Like, I love
I wonder
all
if
that
it'll
romantic
be the built-in out that they created by having her say hello to the White Vision.
Matt, that's comic book storytelling. That's similar to how Vision comes back.
Disagree.
You want Vision to just be dead.
Well, it had no emotional weight. I'm so tired of hearing, like, oh my God, it was really tugged at my heartstrings. It wasn't, because this show established that the Vision didn't die. He transferred his consciousness into the, quote, original parts, the original Vision, really. And you know that they're going to be reunited again.
What
there was
in the comic book?
That's fine, but it doesn't have emotional resonance.
But she doesn't know that, though. When she's saying goodbye, she doesn't know about Vision.
So you're crying
and what
for
happened
Wanda.
With
you're crying for Wanda, not yourself.
I'm crying for them both. I'm crying for Wanda and Vision.
And that
but she
Vision...
doesn't know what happened to White Vision. She wasn't there for that whole conversation they had, where now White Vision's out there having like crisis of conscience.
He probably has to relearn who he is, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It had zero emotional impact on me. I thought the bit with the children that, frankly, weren't earned. It was like she didn't go through a real pregnancy. All of a sudden, she pops out these babies. All of a sudden, they're 12 years old. It's not a real family. It was a conjuring of her own, like,
yeah,
magic.
The
it wasn't
bit
real. It had,
did nothing for me. All the Wanda and Vision stuff, man. I really felt all of that.
If there was no White Vision that he put his consciousness into, I would have felt that a lot more. But there was so obviously an out to it. The next time we see these characters, they are going to be reunited. On the flip side,
they're
not going to be the same, because that Vision isn't going to be the same person. It's going to be a different person. He's going to have some different aspects of his personality, so it might
he transferred everything into him.
I'm telling you that he's definitely going to be
a little bit
different because now he's had some different experiences.
Whenever that was done, he wasn't like,
I'm Paul Bettany now.
Like, he just ran off because he's like, what the fuck am I now?
He still seemed pretty strange.
Right. And I think that sets up a great season two, even though everyone keeps saying they're not doing season two.
Well,
the search for Vision.
Yeah, I don't think Vision Quest, as I think I coined last week.
Or maybe WandaVision.
Oh. Vision Wander?
That's so stupid.
I think that it was good as a one-off series. I don't think that we need another series. I'm sure that they'll roll it into some movies or things like that. And maybe those characters, once again, I still don't think that those characters necessitate an entire feature film. But I'm definitely more invested in that story and those characters and even like the magical world and that aspect of the MCU that is explored a little bit in Doctor Strange, and we're going to get more of it. Seeing more of that, I think, is also interesting.
I thought they worked great in this television format. Maybe it's like how some characters are better, like supporting characters just popping in from now on again instead of like carrying their own book or their own movie. Like, maybe Wanda and Vision aren't movie headliners, but put them in a show. And like, I thought this thing was pretty good. I didn't get a lot of the payoff that I wanted. I think all the fan speculation got me pretty amped for like all this other stuff that's gonna happen. And then the stinger at the end is I'm like, oh, I don't care about Photon or the Skrulls. Like, next, like who could possibly care?
I care about Wanda learning more about the magical realm.
I care about that. Like, I'm in on Wanda now. But all the Monica Rambeau stuff, she's replaced Wanda and Vision for me. In my, like, who could fucking care about this garbage character?
Until next year when we get Rambo first.
Rambo, Skrull blood. Yeah, then I'm going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys hated on her in episode 363. But yeah, I watched that trailer.
Andy, don't timestamp this.
I wasn't crazy about Captain Marvel. I thought it was fine. Like, I don't like that the Skrulls are just good guys now. Like, I don't know. I just don't fucking care.
I like Marvel Space,
but I just don't care.
Marvel Space is the most cream pie and banana peels of all the Marvel.
But it works for the Guardian stuff.
It worked for the Guardian stuff. But I think collectively, in our opinion, not so much Thor Ragnarok, which they inserted into the space realm, and it didn't work for us. Now, well, I think for most fans, it does work. For whatever reason, they like it.
Well, I like that James Gunn is in charge of the Guardian stuff, because James Gunn's comedy seems to align more of what I like, where Taika Waititi is more like banana peels and cream pies. He's a little sillier, a little over-the-top comedy. But, like, James Gunn is more like...
Did you see Guardians 2?
I did. I don't think it was as goofy as Ragnarok.
Well, probably not. Probably not.
Comedically, I don't think it was as silly. Korg isn't in Guardians 2. And Korg is so fucking goofy. I'm not a Taika Waititi comedy guy. I didn't like What We Do in the Shadows. Like, I just don't think his style of comedy is for me.
The TV series is really funny. I didn't really like the movie at all, but the TV show is pretty good.
See, based on how I feel about Fargo, I feel that same way. I hate Fargo the movie. But man, I love the TV series. Yeah,
you guys have some fire tonight.
I don't think the movie's funny at all.
But
I don't think the series is funny either. I just think the series is really good.
Wait, what? Fargo isn't. It's like a black comedy. You're not supposed to be rolling around laughing.
Right.
And the TV show is also the same way.
Correct. It is. But for some reason, I like the series, even this last series, which I wasn't all that into. I liked it better than the movie.
So a few other disappointments that I had with the episode. To me, it felt like kind of by this finale, especially like with the CGI fight at the end, it felt like kind of the most generic of MCU movies. I'm sorry, she's a Scarlet Witch now. Why is her costume almost all black?
Didn't Marvel learn anything from DC? Well, that bitch.
Why was she able to construct a
headpiece?
Right in line with, not even the headpiece, but like right in line with the design aesthetics of every other Avenger. Shouldn't she have gotten since she is the Scarlet Witch, the witch that's been foretold for generations, shouldn't it have been more in line with what
like ancient witch clothes,
Agatha Harkness's gear look like? You know,
tattered
shouldn't it have
robes.
Been like some tattered robes and shit like that? Like, shouldn't it have been though?
But like red,
or red.
I guess I don't even care about the design as much as her name is the Scarlet Witch. Please make it red.
Red. I wish that it would have just been the Halloween 1980s costume. Sexy Halloween costume. Just do it.
She never looked so good.
Ah, killer.
So that was a little disappointing.
With all due respect.
That episode, Ian was like, man, she's never looked so good in this episode. I'm like, oh, no fucking shit. It's cleavage for days.
I thought that Catherine Hahn as the villain just wasn't doing it for me.
I kind of wanted her to do a hard evil turn, or like a hard serious turn,
yeah.
Because I think it would have made her more creepier, because the whole time, you know, she's kind of silly making jokes, and then like I want her to be like stone fucking serious and threatening. Mm-hmm. But even like with some of her deliveries when they're fighting,
she's
clearly, like lilting at the end of lines and stuff, and
she was, sorry to say, she was miscast. It didn't work. And also her costume didn't work. She looked like a Hocus Pocus villain. It looked kind of ridiculous. So all the costumes were bad, apparently. Vision looked great. White Vision looked pretty cool. I thought it was cool to see White Vision.
I thought that White Vision was fucking scary. Mm-hmm. Like, with like the dark corneas and the blue eyes, and you know, just the way Paul Bettany moved, mm-hmm, as that character was different than like all the warmth we had gotten.
Yeah, there was
from
some
Vision.
About his, he had like almost a scowl on his face, yeah, that sold his menace.
And I thought the fight between them was really cool too. The way they're like phasing in and out of each other, and like one of them gets their hand stuck through the other one's forearm, and I'm like, man, am I a Vision guy?
It reminded me of, like, I actually thought about you, Paul. I was like, oh, man, this is like kind of like a Superman fight.
Yeah.
These flying beings. And I was like thinking that I bet Paul's liking this. And I thought that was generally pretty good.
They'd cut to Jimmy Woo or Wanda, and I'd be like, go back to the Vision.
But, yeah, man, I had no, I don't follow fan theories. I don't look online for that stuff. And I really didn't have any of my own once I realized that, that they weren't going to treat this as a doorway to bring in other MCU characters that we all want to see. You know, I was thinking about that recently. The characters that we still have on the slate, Silver Surfer, the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, Mephisto would be like a big one. Doctor Doom would be a really big one. Kang, obviously, for another villain. There's a lot to get pretty stoked about. I feel like the Doctor Strange movie could be the one that brings back the Scarlet Witch and does cool shit with her. Because it's Sam Raimi, it's going to lean a little more into the horror side of things. Like, this might be our opportunity to let Marvel realize that not everything has to be a fucking comedy. Not everything. You know, what was like one of the most well-received Marvel movies in the last several phases? It was Black Panther, and that was one of the less funny ones.
Yeah, and like, you know, after, with all the success, like everyone loves Winter Soldier, and Winter Soldier is a serious spy movie. So, like, they have high watermarks for, like, from dipping into other genres for stuff. Yeah, give us something scary. And yeah. I kind of wanted this to be scarier. I did because... like this for what it was, but like going into it with the shows, and I'm like, oh, this is going to all collapse, and it's all going to just have this like horror underbelly to it. And then it never really did. I was like, eh.
It started out with a creepiness to it that was so subtle in that first episode when they had the dinner party and the couple comes over and there's just that weird hiccup that the couples go through. And then the second episode had the beekeeper and you're just like, what in the hell is going
on? Was the first
on?
Episode when like the guy's choking and he falls on the floor and like you're just like sitting there like watching him die for like 5 minutes. And
yes.
I was like, oh yeah, this is
like, what the hell? It was just this unsettling creepiness that was kind of understated. Obviously, it wasn't meant to last because that kind of went away by the third episode. And I don't think they ever recaptured it. But I'm hopeful that they bring her back for the Doctor Strange movie because there's obvious links there to the dark mystic arts and everything. I'm hopeful because I understand that there were a couple like really like subtle references to Mephisto in this show, and maybe we'll get Mephisto in the Doctor Strange movie. I feel like that's the perfect villain for what might happen in that, especially if you make it kind of scary. Make the devil scary. Imagine that. That would be really cool.
You're going to be bummed out. You mentioned that.
What else is new?
You mentioned, Sam Raimi. Yeah, Sam Raimi does do horror, and that would be great. But Sam Raimi does horror with a tad of funny with it. So there's going to be a pinch of silliness that Marvel, as a company, likely won't ramp up and lean on. So,
well, I hope they tamp it down.
It's not going to be, but they're not going to. It's not going to be fucking scary.
Yeah, send me
but,
to hell. So don't get your hopes. Was so disappointing.
It, yeah, but
Drag Me to Hell. Sorry,
Drag Me to Hell still is less funny than Ragnarok. It's like I can live with some whimsy. That's one thing, but like I feel like almost. I mean, not WandaVision, but so much of recent Marvel is just. So it's like comedy for let's make Dumb and Dumber first. And if we have time, we'll throw in a couple fights here and there. That's what it feels like anymore. But yeah, man, overall, the show ended up having zero emotional resonance with me. I thought that it was a lame finale, even without that like unearned emotional crap that they tried to put into the show. I thought that it felt really like as bland as Marvel MCU can be. This was like kind of the shining example of that.
Yeah, I didn't love the CGI fight at the end, but I think that the emotional parts for me did work. All of the relationship stuff between Wanda and Vision worked, and as a series and as a project, to me, WandaVision was a big winner.
You know what, Ian? The thing that I think that one of the things that the show did extremely well was sort of retcon Wanda a bit. Mm-hmm. They linked her past and her origin to actual witchcraft, and then they, you know, kind of still acknowledged how the what's the gem that gave her powers, the soul gem.
Is it I think it's the soul.
And like they just said, well, that the powers were already there, but the soul gem like kind of amplified everything. Mm-hmm. And I like that they sort of turned her into a real witch, mm-hmm. and they established her as dangerously powerful. I think that's all really cool and well done. I think the emotional stuff was a miss for me.
Yeah. And that's okay. And that's fine. The only thing that I really had a problem with is the fact that if you're going to hint at opening up the door for X-Men and all the, like, don't that is a little bit of a breach of contract with me as a fan.
Yeah.
Don't do that and have this character that is one of her most famous things is essentially wiping out the mutants. And this could be a way for her to do the reverse of that. Don't do that to me as a fan that knows that. And that, if I had anything to really be upset about, that is it.
It, yeah, absolutely. It was ridiculous. It was unacceptable because that was a fan favorite from the 20th Century Fox X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. Plus, am I the only one? I would have loved to have had a sequence with Quicksilver doing his thing where everything else is like kind of stopped, but he's like walking around like normal
time. What a missed
time.
Opportunity.
Like,
you
know? Everybody
how
loves...
How many hours of television
right.
after the point where he shows up?
Take 60
something.
Seconds guess, out of that and do it.
I guess like there's still not enough time to dedicate to that character, like, but I would have loved
take
if,
out
at some point
one
if
gigantic scene
Monica Rambeau.
Of Monica Rambeau and Jimmy Woo.
Yeah, I would have
like,
loved
sorry,
it. But,
sorry, the internet. I don't fucking care about boring ass.
The
bureaucrat.
FBI agent.
Yeah,
I would have loved at some point for him to have kind of. And like, now that we know he was just fucking Ralph Boner, which is really stupid, but I would have loved for him to at some point realized, oh, fuck, I am Quicksilver. Like, I am Pietro and fight against Agatha and kind of break free and help with the fight at the end, and then we get, you know, the big like slow motion sequence, and for him to be a real part of it, because yeah, like that's the thing that let me down the most. Like, I loved all the love stuff, all the heartbreak stuff that really resonated with me, but yeah, I was so disappointed that, oh, this great actor, this character that like everyone loved from the Fox movies, he's nothing.
Yeah,
that's
he's
it.
Nothing. Yeah. He's Boner. He is a Boner joke.
Hey, Boners are nothing.
And even
he is a Boner joke.
The whole series were hinting at, oh, my husband Ralph, my husband Ralph, my husband Ralph. Why wasn't Ralph something or someone important? Or, you know,
he's just Aggie's cover.
Yeah, you have all these great pieces of storytelling, you know, these characters, these storylines, ready made. Ready to just plug and play, and you don't use any of them. You hint at them, you dance around it, but you don't use them, and that is a little bit disingenuous to me, and it is disappointing. I was disappointed.
I think it's cool that that this TV show felt like a 9-hour movie. It to me, there's no difference between this and MCU stuff.
I guess it's a win, even though you seem like you don't like MCU movies.
I've grown weary of them. Mm-hmm. I feel like they are really, really formulaic to the point of they're boring. I think that the Phase One movies were more unique. I think they had more of their own personalities, and now very few of them have distinct personalities.
So what do we count as Phase One?
Well, maybe this will allow them to go in a different direction and branch out a little bit and get out of
maybe
like that. This is the tone, because everything was kind of funneling into Infinity War and Endgame. So yeah. Maybe now that we're back out of it and we're supposedly introducing a multiverse, but who knows?
So Phase One, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Captain America, Thor, and Avengers. So you guys hate Iron Man 2. I hate Hulk.
I don't think any of those were crazy out of the mold, though. Those all feel the same. Different, like, oh, one's in space and one guy turns into a monster, but they all had, like, the
Which
same
one's in
tone.
Space? Thor.
Thor. Yeah, Thor, to me, always felt very Lord of the Ringy-ish to me, that first one, with them going to the ice giant planet. And the beginning of one.
But I don't think those movies you just listed had, they weren't in different, I don't think the tones were that different. They all felt like, you know, they all
you
feel very similar
to me.
You guys
gotta rewatch Incredible Hulk, like, that movie. Does not fit with the rest of these movies.
I'm not
for a
fighting
a variety of reasons.
I'm not fighting for the Incredible Hulk. I like the Incredible Hulk, but like it's not gonna make my like top 10 MCU movies.
It was once Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy happened that they felt like they needed to inject so much humor into these movies. Like, I think they're like, well, man, Tony Stark is so funny. What if we made every character just as sharp and quippy as Tony Stark? That's exactly what everybody wants.
Well, do you
and that's what has happened.
Infinity War and Endgame had that tone? Because, like, I don't think they...
No, I don't think they did. No, they didn't.
Winter Soldier certainly didn't.
No, Winter Soldier didn't.
So those are all the Russo brothers movies. Seem like those ones are pretty straightforward.
Ragnarok was
Iron Man
on its own
3,
planet.
Ragnarok, Guardians Ant- 1, Guardians 2.
And
the Ant-Man movies are funny because that character is less serious.
The Ant-Mans are presented as action comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the other ones are more just like action slash superhero
I think the real
movies.
Outlier is Ragnarok because it was such a departure from what we had known of the Thor character and the Thor universe.
All of a sudden it's like, hey, Chris, honk, honk.
Chris Hemsworth wanted, I think, to be funny guy.
And he does have some funny chops to him, and I've seen him in Vacation. He's pretty fucking funny in Vacation.
I guess, but like, that ain't Thor. That ain't Thor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Thor can be funny, but he's not the one throwing the zingers. He's
funnier as the straight man in the first one when he's
fish
out of water.
He was great in the first one. Like, I haven't seen it in a while. I don't want to say that was so good.
Right.
But, like, I did love all of that fish out of the water stuff from the first one. I thought the first one seemed to work really well.
You know what worked even better than the first one?
The second one. Who doesn't love me a dark elf?
Getting back to WandaVision, one of the points that I wanted to make was that...
Dark elves are from Scotland.
Is that the ether? Didn't they call it the Aether?
It's the Aether.
The Aether?
If you're from Dark Elfland, it's the Aether.
I didn't love Wonder Woman 1984, but I thought that it did the love story better. I thought that it did the goodbye better.
I disagree.
Because
then WandaVision?
Wholeheartedly.
May I finish?
You may. I'm just interjecting.
Well, so then no? So... I thought that it did the love story better. I thought that it had actual stakes because Steve Trevor was going away for real. There's not another Steve Trevor out there with another set of... what's that, Ian?
Nothing. I'm letting you finish. Me making gestures...
You're letting me finish while you're doing a crazy dance across from me.
Me making gestures is not interrupting you, Matt.
You're doing a distracting crazy dance.
All right, there's
What does your crazy dance mean in words?
No, let Matt finish for real. There's no Ship of Theseus Steve Trevor out there.
Right. And I thought that there was real emotion because of what you knew as a viewer, what all this meant. It meant she really had to let go of the thing that she wanted the most in the world because it wasn't true. With this, you have a couple of characters that are just like, well, I have to say goodbye, even though I love this computer. And I don't know there's another one at another store that I could buy. It's exactly the same. But everybody's going to cry over it. Just go down to the local Apple store and buy yourself a new fucking Vision. They're exactly the same.
Matt, I'm on board for the kid stuff. Like I don't think the kid stuff was earned. Like you said, it was like all of a sudden she's pregnant, they're here, they're 12, they have powers. Like no one cares about the kids, but man,
kids
they really
show up that quickly are always evil.
They really took you through, you know, despite knowing what we knew from the movies about Wanda and Vision, I thought they really took you through the good and bad times of their relationship. They weren't on the same page. Like at the point where Vision's like, fuck, what's happening here? And then they're kind of like when the Halloween episode where he comes down steps and she's like, oh, look, your outfit. He's it's the only thing that was in there. Like a little like snipe at you, bitch, because like you made me fucking dress up in this. And there was like real, it wasn't just like happy times with them. There was the conflict. There was like regular relationship conflict that was present. And like, I know you weren't invested and like you didn't care and you didn't think it was earned, but I thought all of that was earned. Even if there's even if there is a trapdoor to getting Vision back. Matt. Like, I thought losing him at the end, fuck the kids, close the door, good night, see you later. But watching that wall close in on them and just, man, heart, like, I loved it. I thought it was heartbreaking.
Matt, if you said that Wonder Woman, the original one, had stakes and weight and consequences, I would have been right on board with you. But since he said two,
well, there,
and you're like, oh, he's never coming back. Guess what? He'll definitely be back in the third one. Like, it's the dumbest thing that you've said all year long. Like, they'll definitely fucking magically bring him back.
Hey,
that's what they did for two.
It's
they
only
figured out some way to wish it. They, like, in the most generic way to do it, let's just wish him back. Like, I mean, come on, dude.
It's barely March. I can't wait for Matt to top himself.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous. You know I can say many more dumb things. That's
why I stopped it with this year.
Yeah, so far, this is your high bar.
I feel like I've said dumber, but okay.
But yeah, it was a. They
I
do
thought
have
it was
great
a good. It was
chemistry.
A good.
They do have good chemistry. I agree. That's why they brought him back, but they brought him back in the goofiest way possible, and they'll do it again if you dare them.
I guess the reason why I made the comparison is because they both, like, both sets of characters had to, like, kind of say goodbye and give the other one away to an inevitable reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're very similar, and like this, I felt. The WandaVision, like, I felt the Wonder Woman goodbye as well, but
and let's
like,
not
just,
kink
shame.
She wants to fuck a computer. She can fuck a computer.
I just could not get away with if you're bringing him back with a fucking wishing stone, just bring Steve Trevor back. Why are you putting us through, making us jump through the hoops of everyone else sees this guy, but she sees Steve Trevor?
Yeah, it was
like,
very
what
strange.
The fuck are you? Why? Why would you fucking do that? Like, as dumb as other stuff was in that movie, that was the fucking dumbest. Like, as silly as Ragnarok is, everything makes sense. Like, that was so fucking stupid.
That was
I don't
the dumbest
think I realized
thing I've seen all year.
How mad I was about that
well,
until
it was last
just
year,
now.
In fairness.
Oh, that was last year. Okay. It's all blurring together as one giant shit year.
Yes, it is.
At least they saw the residents of Westview saw Paul Bettany when they looked at him. They didn't see Raul Bettany.
Raul Bettany. Also, it's like, is Vision's last name Bettany?
Vision Bettany.
Okay, so I have to, maybe this is cultural, but have you run into, Matt, you probably haven't because you're not really on Twitter. Paul, have you run into Vishon?
Yes, with okay. The turtleneck and the chain.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that, like, has seeped out into the greater part of Twitter. So, Matt, black people are turning Vision on the internet into this character, Vishon.
Why?
I can't tell you why.
I don't know why. I thought
they give him. There's all kinds of.
I thought it had something to do with that picture of the Rock in the turtleneck with the chain.
I think it started there.
Yeah,
and then it just turned into something. And that now they're doing LaWanda, which is pretty funny. And there's one where it's him in the turtleneck, and it's like, what does he say? I don't need no witch. I'm what a witch need. Like, it fucking cracks me up so hard. And it doesn't make any sense. It's just so stupid.
It's
man,
so
the Marvel writers would have put this right into their shit if they would have known about it.
Like, I want to see Vishon in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I think this,
he'll be in there.
I think this stuff is so funny. And, like, people bitch about, like, Twitter and social media, and it's, like, horrible and stuff. I'm like, then you have to be doing it wrong because, like, it's enjoyable for me. Like, this is what is in my Twitter feed.
Yeah, me too. Like, that cracked me up all weekend long.
Yeah. So do we want to give some final scores for WandaVision?
Sure.
I really wish there was going to be another season, Vision Quest.
See, I don't want it. You know what I mean? Like, I was happy with how this all resolved and how it ended, and now let's move on to some different stuff.
I don't think you could do, like, what are they going to do an entire season now that feels like the finale episode or the last couple episodes? There was a charm about it that frankly, was lost as the series went on, well, and you can't replicate it.
Yeah,
now.
You're not going to
out of the bottle.
You're not
can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Matt, I do that all the time. That's a lie. I don't think you can redo the television conceit, but you can just tell another story where, like, he's out there, and she figures out he's out there and is trying to track him down and find him, and like, who knows what the story is? I'm not on the Marvel writing staff, but like, I think there's plenty of story between her learning how to control her powers. If I would write it, she would also be on the run from Sword because she should be in fucking trouble for all the shit that she just did. But there, also trying to find Vision.
Are there magic police in...
Isn't it Doctor Strange?
Is he the one Isn't magic cop?
What other magic Marvel magic characters are there?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm like Zatanna.
Oh, yeah. But she's
Who?
Dead.
Who'd you say?
Is she dead?
Yeah, she is dead.
Didn't I mean,
wait, who's
death
dead?
Death means nothing in Marvel?
Who's sure. dead?
Or comic books?
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, whatever. What's her comic book name?
She was, yeah, she was the Sorcerer Supreme. And at the end of that movie, that right? Doctor Strange takes over for her, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, she died.
Isn't, oh, no, she's the Ancient One. That's right.
Huh?
She's the Ancient One. Yeah, and yeah. I guess Baron Mordu is still out there. He's magical.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Did
any
he get
other...
killed? The black guy in Doctor Strange? He didn't get killed, right?
No, he's and he because he's a bad guy now, right? So
right, yeah. So he's out there.
And who's Wang, right?
Oh, he, yeah.
He's part of the Magic Police.
Magic Police.
Who else? Whoop, whoop. I don't know.
He's an MP.
Fuck yes. All right, let's. We got to wrap this up. That was a good joke. I give it a 7. I was thoroughly entertained.
The series?
The series, I give it a 7. I was entertained, but I don't want any more.
I give it an 8. I almost want to give it a 9, but they just cut. They
don't
cut,
interrupt them, Matt.
They cut my knees off. They cut my knees off at the cut my legs off at the knees a couple times where they could have. I think they could have done better. So I'm gonna give it an 8, but I really enjoyed it.
They cut my fingers off. They cut my toes off. They cut my.
Cut your boner off.
They cut my boner off.
They cut my boner off at the knees.
We're gonna see finally see the MCU version of Quick Boner.
It gets a 6 from me.
That's better than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, it was. It could have gotten a lot better, but I just felt like the series got worse almost every episode.
I thought it was a roller coaster ride. In fairness, it didn't get better for me. Some episodes were really good. I really liked the 90s episode. The Halloween episode I thought was really good.
Yeah.
I liked most of the beginning episodes as well. I did like the finale, but I didn't like all of it. I didn't like all of the, to your point, Matt, the generic CGI fight stuff. I liked all the emotional stuff. I thought that was done well. But... yeah, it was just a big roller coaster ride.
Isn't there a way to do these fights in a more interesting way rather than kind of fairly crappy looking special effects?
I thought
it's
the Wanda
be like scaled down kind of practical, right?
Right? Like have them like in a house or something
where they're like pulling things, and maybe it's lower stakes, but
right.
If you would pull a real fucking suitcase or a suitcase,
just
like a yeah, you know what? That's what
suitcase fight,
suitcase, bookcase. But if you would throw
laptop case fight,
any kind of case, like a phone case, if you would throw a phone
just
case.
Just dinks off someone's forehead.
Like, just not the phone, in, just the case?
Yes, just the case.
But, like, I feel like we haven't gotten much of that in the way of any of these superhero movies where there's just, like a much more in-your-face kind of, like, fight where it really feels like there's some weight behind
what's
happening.
Did you think the Vision fight looked bad?
It looked... it was more... I think those powers are more interesting. Like, sometimes when I watch... characters like the ones that can do like magic and like I'm watching it and I think how stupid does this person look in real life?
Oh my god!
When they don't have the special effects and then they tell Elizabeth Olsen. Okay, now do this with your hands and like throw your body in a way that looks like you're pushing like a red force field forward. Like, how stupid. It like needs the
physical contact.
Yeah, like it feels like a lot of what's happening, and not just in this. I feel like a lot of these movies that do like rely too heavily on the CGI, it feels like the physics are off. Like, there's not real weight behind some of like what's happening.
Tell you what, man. Man of Steel got that shit right. That fight with Feyora in Smallville,
yeah,
looks fucking heavy.
Like, I those go punches back and rewatch it. I
land when they're throwing each
the other.
Day.
I wish that what I would want is just a Krypton movie. I want to be riding on fucking dragons, pulling out skulls from the pool. Like, I loved all that stuff, man. That was fun.
Did you really? Or are you being
serious? No, I'm being serious. Like, I like that. And then the movie turned into poop.
Yeah, the Krypton bit is good. I like Man of Steel, but just that Smallville fight on its own, just based on superhero fight on screen, like, and that's like one of the things that hit me with Man of Steel was like, oh my god, they got the physics right, they got the weight. Like, when he flies, you're like, oh, that's how a body moves when it's flying, and the weight when they hit each other, when they land, like the way the like speed is done, it looks so fucking good. I haven't seen it in a couple years, so maybe by now it looks a little junky, but I don't think anyone's really captured that since. Like, I mean, Endgame and Infinity War look great, but I feel like it's all on a much bigger scale. Maybe I'd have to go back and watch Civil War, the Cap, Iron Man fight. But yeah, that Man of Steel Smallville fight. Ooh,
no, that looked good. The Cap Iron Man thing looked pretty damn good, yeah. Because that was like
they're in a room punching each other.
Yeah, like right.
So, Zack Snyder, his Justice League comes out on the 18th. Are you guys going to rewatch any of the films leading into it? No? No.
Hard no.
I might.
Yeah. I might even watch Man of Steel again. Who knows? Maybe I was wrong.
I'll watch Man of Steel because that's the one I like.
I don't hate any of those DCU movies. Well, Suicide Squad was pretty much a piece of garbage, but I still like Batman v Superman. I still like the original Justice League. I mean, I don't love them, but...
Yeah, I just saw Wonder Woman over Thanksgiving, so I don't feel like I need to rewatch that. Maybe I'll watch Man of Steel again.
Yeah, I think I'll watch Man of Steel and probably Batman v Superman.
I'll watch Shazam. Just because it's good.
I haven't seen Shazam since the theater. I quite like Shazam.
I didn't love it. Oh, well.
Well, where are we at time-wise? Are we wrapping it up tonight?
We're at 52 minutes, and we haven't talked about Ben.
Ben Cooper.
Do you want to shelve it for next week?
Yeah, I think we should probably shelve it.
Tune in next week.
At this point, I didn't realize we were.
Wow! So I'm glad you teased it earlier, Paul. Good job.
I didn't realize we were running so late. Ian gave me the finger a couple times, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" Here we are.
Which finger and where?
The index spinning finger.
Oh.
I think this was a lengthy enough episode.
Well, Ian, you think we're 53 minutes too long. That's going to do it for us tonight. My name is Paul McGinty.
Ian Sharpley.
Matt Cassell.
See you next time.